You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at an important question, a question related to social interaction. And that is this: when we want to interact with other people in society, what is required? In this connection, we can take inspiration from the hadith which have been narrated from our imams, alayhi wasalam, and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, and try to acquire an answer for this question. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, said this: associate well with one who associates with you, and you will be considered a Muslim. Right? So one of the etiquettes of interaction, social interaction, is that we should associate well with the person who associates with us. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, interact with vile people with the use of your tongue and your bodies, and part from them with your hearts and your actions. So we should, when we have to, obviously we have to interact sometimes with bad people. In these cases, we should use our tongues and bodies to interact with them, but we should dislike them and disassociate with them in our hearts, and obviously not emulate them in our actions. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, for your brother, offer your blood and your wealth. For your enemy, your justice and fairness. And for people in general, your joy and your good favor. So Imam Ali here divides people into three groups. Your brother in faith, your enemy, and finally people in general. So for your brother, this could also be your brother by blood, your literal brother. For this person, you should, sacrifice yourself for him. You should give your wealth for him. For enemies, you should be just and fair to them. And for people in general, you should be, meet them with a happy countenance and, be good to them. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, he who is quick to criticize people in a manner that they dislike, they will talk about him saying that which they do not know. Right? So one should avoid criticizing people, even if it's true, if it leads to them, if they do not like it, because eventually they'll start talking about him behind his back and saying things that they're not really aware of regarding him. Imam Askari, Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam said, associate with the people the way you would like them to associate with you, the golden rule. Treat people as you want them to treat you. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, amicableness towards people is a third of the intellect. Being amicable with them, being kind to them, being courteous to them. This is reasonable and is a sign of intelligence. Finally, Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam said, affection towards people is half of the intellect. Affection and loving them, this is a sign of the intellect and the sign that a person is an intelligent person. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at some of the etiquettes of social interaction and what is required when interacting with other people in society in light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. And of course, when the hadith says giving to the poor, it doesn't only mean wealth. It could also be in other ways we can also help the needy. They could be needy for money. They could also be needy for knowledge. Just like Imam Sadiq, who, by the way, we are in the days of his martyrdom, used to impart knowledge to different lots of people. And in this way, he helped them by giving them the knowledge of religion. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.